This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Fight Life on the BetRivers Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Betting Weekly Boxing Show in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. You can follow all the sports handicappers on Twitter at Because We Win. Joining me are my usual partners in crime, Ray Flores, stateside, and also professional boxer Ian Martell. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me again today. So we've got another big fight to look forward to. This time, Canelo in against Gennady Golovkin. It's the rubber match. Ray Flores, I'm going to come to you first of all, because obviously this is on your patch this time.
Yes.
How is this fight being seen in the US?
Well, it's a grudge match that's been about, 4 years in the making. And as we get into fight week, as we're starting to get into the middle of it and really get closer to the fight, there's buzz, there's energy. And I think it's because both guys don't like each other. I mean, that's without a doubt. People love genuine animosity. And I've never seen, even going back to when Canelo fought Caleb Plant, he despises Triple G more than anybody in his career. And that's what I think the intrigue is from people. Here is Canelo Alvarez, who's very nice, who's very respectful. He's Mexican. But for some reason or another, Triple G gets under his skin. The fact that he goes out of his way and says, Triple G's fake. I'm going to punish him. I'm going to do this to him. I'm going to do that to him. And he just keeps going because he legit doesn't like this guy. And I think Triple G likes antagonizing him because he's trying to get under his skin. So from a mental warfare standpoint, I think it works on a variety of angles.
Right. Okay. Now, obviously, we've had the two fights before this, and people had differing opinions of it. I mean, me personally, when I watched those two fights, I thought that Golovkin had won both of them. How is that kind of seen in the US? Is there a feeling that maybe Canelo got lucky with both decisions, or how do they see it out there?
I think why there is such appeal to this third fight, to be honest with you, is the fact that to the American public, there is a belief that, Canelo lost the first fight against Golovkin and Canelo won the second fight. So, in our opinion, it's like this is the third rubber match. Forget what the record books say, because you know what? How many times do judges get it wrong? I still to this day will always believe that Manny Pacquiao beat Timothy Bradley in their first fight. Hands down, that was the robbery of the decade. So I don't care what those three judges saw. You know why? Because a lot of times they need to be, fixed with, glasses in many aspects. I think the Nevada State Athletic Commission needs to go ahead and ensure that their judges get free eye health care because they need it, my friend. So this fight is of the belief that it's the third and final rubber match, and forget what the judges in Las Vegas said in that first fight. You know why? Because frankly, it doesn't matter. And here we are with this third fight on Saturday.
Ian Martell, I'm going to bring you in now. I think it was the great Alan Minter who said, when you're a boxer, in terms of when it was time to hang them up, he said, you are always the first to know and the last to admit it. Golovkin's coming here 40 years of age. Is he now getting around that sort of time where he needs to seriously be thinking about turning it in?
Yeah, I don't need to say much on this. There's no boxer in the history of our sport that's beat Father Time. And Canelo's at a great age at 32, although coming off a bad-ish performance. Golovkin now being 40, he didn't look good in his last fights against Morata. And I think that's going to be a big factor. The tension, like you said, Ray, I have no clue where it comes from. I don't know why they dislike each other, really. And I agree with you in the fact that I believe Golovkin won the first, Canelo won the second. This is the final fight. This is it. And I think because of that and because of the points you've made about referees, we know they don't know their job half the time. We know there's no consequences. There's no accountability whatsoever. So for that, the tension, the fact Golovkin's that bit older, Canelo's going to go out there to put a statement on. I really believe that. And does it go the distance? We'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's so interesting, isn't it? Because coming here, you can make, I mean, the one thing that I can't make a case for is how Golovkin wins this. And I'm going to put this out to both of you, is it's been close on the judges' scorecards on the first two, and he's come up short in the judges' eyes off the back of both of those decisions. He's now coming in against the third fight. Canelo's still, in terms of money, he's the bigger draw, etc. How can he ever hope to get a decision against him?
I mean, I think that's why, you know, looking at the odds, you know, right now on Bet Rivers, Canelo Alvarez is minus 590. Gennady Golovkin, when do you ever remember Gennady Golovkin being plus 365? He is over a 3.5-1 underdog, you know, and I mean, those are unbelievable numbers. And you look at, you know, the total rounds on Bet Rivers, over 10.5 is minus 220, under 10.5 is plus 160. Yes, it will go the distance, minus 167. No, it will not go the distance at plus 125. The reason why I say that is because of the fact that I believe this fight's going to end in a finish one way or another. Because I think because of the fact that it went to the judges and it was controversial in the first fight and the second fight, you know, even Golovkin tries to make a case. But I think the third and final installment will see a definitive winner, thus closing the chapter on this storied rivalry.
Yeah, both guys won't maintain the pace they want to maintain. And I think Golovkin, with his age, with his poor defensive in his last two performances, he's going to get hit at times. It will be competitive for the first five or six. And then I think the athleticism, the age, and the experience of Canelo will take over.
Yeah, I mean, I was having a look at the odds of this. And, you know, as you say, Ray, I mean, you know, I'm looking at the money line. You know, Canelo, what is it, minus 530. So in English odds, around about the sort of the five on mark. And I thought that, yeah, I can see why, you know, the bookmakers are so strong on this and making him such a big favorite. And I'm just looking at Gennady Golovkin on points, because when I was like looking at this and I was thinking about this fight, I was thinking, well, if Golovkin wins, how does he win? And to me, the only way that I think that he can win is via points. I don't think he's going to knock Canelo out in a month of Sundays, given that the fact that Canelo's already gone 24 rounds with him and seemed to have walked through pretty much all of the shots that he threw. So Golovkin, I think, you know, plus 800, if you were going to make a case for Golovkin on points, that would probably be your angle in. But again, it's making that case. And to me, it seems like it's a hard case to make. Are these now two fighters going in sort of like different directions, Golovkin being on the way down, and despite Canelo's last fight where he probably bit off too much going up in weight, are they now fighters going in different directions? Because you look at the record of Canelo coming, you know, off the back of that last fight with Golovkin, he's been in against Plant, he's been in against Callum Smith, he knocked out Billy Joe Saunders, so he's put in some really decent performances with the exception of the last fight.
Yeah. And up until that Bivol fight, he looked fantastic, didn't he? He was super experienced. He'd wear people down in the first six rounds and then land those horrible uppercuts, those left hooks to the body. And like you say, Christian, I think they're on completely different trajectories now. Is Golovkin thinking, I'll just cash out? It doesn't matter. I've got rid of my expensive trainer. I'm now with Jonathan Banks. I didn't look good in my last fight, but I can probably earn a good few mil here. And as you said earlier, Ray, the judges won't give him a good shout. If it is close again, it's going Canelo's way. So why should Golovkin risk that? I believe he goes out there and does his best when he can and looks for a finish. And in turn, he'll get stopped himself.
Yeah, I like your philosophy, Ian, in that regard. And Christian, you're absolutely right in the sense that, you know, for Gennady Golovkin, you know what? They know that, hey, guess what? You know, the focus has always been to get this third fight against Canelo one way or another. And now they got it. I actually did Gennady Golovkin's last fight against Murata in Japan. In the first three or four rounds, there were some very tense moments because the fight looked like it was up in the air and Murata was fighting the fight of his life and was hitting Triple G with some big, heavy body shots. But Triple G became Triple G midway through that third round. But still, this is a fight where Gennady Golovkin's dealing with a younger man, a fresher man. And I think he knows in his heart of hearts that he has to press the fight early, often, and really unload upon Canelo because he can't let this go the distance, which is why, from my standpoint, guys, I'm looking at a couple numbers here that are absolutely juicier than a beautiful steak that I enjoy in my native hometown of Chicago. As I look at it, will it go the distance? Yes, minus 167, no, plus 125. To me, this fight's not going to go the distance, and you're getting more than you're getting plus 125. It won't go the distance? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Christmas came early thanks to Bet Rivers, my friends.
Before we go any further, though, I just really hope, with all the factors we've just talked about, that we don't give this a commentator's curse. Because this has all the potential to be that. It's going to be a barn burner until it's finished. It's going to be a good fight. The judges aren't on anyone's side. The money's in favor for Canelo. This is all orchestrated for Canelo to have a good win here, put himself back in the limelight, back in big fights, and back to being the Mexican star he is. So 100%, it's a Canelo night and a late stoppage I like.
Right. Okay. Well, let's take a look at some odds then, just on that, the late stoppage, because I've got the odds in front of me. I think Ray is already sold. His money's already down.
I got a couple plays, guys. So we'll continue, Christian, by all means. I got a couple plays. Listen, I got some things I want to go and buy. It's like a Black Friday sale here in the United States, thanks to Bet Rivers. I mean, your man wants some jewelry. I want some Bears season tickets to watch my NFL football team. And I'm going to get it paid for thanks to this fight on Saturday with Triple G and Canelo.
Right, you see, you know, our expectations are much lower than yours. We'll be happy with a few pints of beer over this way.
McDonald's, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be happy with a Big Mac and a few beers, you know. So I'm just looking at this. I mean, we've got Canelo, as you say, by KO, I think, plus 160. And I'm just looking at the rounds as well. I mean, you know, we've got Canelo, you know, late rounds 7-9 plus 500, or Canelo rounds 10-12 plus 550. Ian, is that the kind of way that you'd see it? Is that the kind of way you'd want to play it?
Definitely. I think it's later rounds. We've seen Canelo throughout the years. He likes to start slow, work his man out. He's happy to lose a round or two. But once he starts to build that steam, he starts to land the body shots and land the jab to the chest, back his man into a corner and unload with a head and body, with a left hook or the right uppercut. He gets really dangerous, doesn't he? But he builds momentum slowly but surely, just like an old school fighter. Starts off slow and builds into the fight. And so an early stoppage, I don't see it happening. They'll both land heavy shots, I think, mid-rounds. But early, it will just be an IQ test. You know, it will be I've look at a scout, really, to work each other out.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at this as well, and I was looking at the way that the United player, I mean, personally speaking, you know, if it's, to quote an American phrase, a bit of a bridge jump, if you want to just, you know, back Canelo on the outright, him being so short. But maybe I think I'm leaning now that we've heard Ray, I'm leaning towards the knockout with Canelo, and maybe just having a saver bet on Golovkin on the points, because I just feel that Golovkin is going to win, the only way he's going to win is on the points. He can't possibly win by knockout. That's my own opinion of it. So that's kind of maybe the way that I'd play it, is just to have a tiny, tiny saving bet on Golovkin to win on the points.
But he's not winning. I mean, I think that for Golovkin, his mentality is at 40 years of age, if I'm going to go ahead and come after this guy, I really need to bring it. I can't let it get to the judges. So, you know, on another number I'm looking at, because he's going to make himself super aggressive and leave himself vulnerable, I think one way or another, guys, someone's going to sleep. And a number that I really, really like. So I got two plays on this fight. No, will not go the distance at plus 125. That to me is fantastic. I love that. Every stretch of the imagination, but also on the over under on the rounds, I like the under at 10 and a half at plus 160. Plus 160 under 10 and a half rounds. I have 10 and a half rounds that this fight can end. Are you kidding me? Let's smash that all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. So that's my second play, guys. I mean, we're getting plus money on Bet Rivers with this fight. Oh, my goodness. And 10 and a half rounds. Come on. Give it to me all night long.
Right, your mind seems well and truly made up.
I mean, look, this fight's gonna end in a stoppage, guys. That's why there's so much intrigue and excitement about this fight. Triple G's older, but guess what? As you get older, the last thing to go, and Ian, you know this, not that you're old by any means, my man, but the last thing to go as a fighter is power, and Triple G still has pop in his punches even at 40 years of age. That's why I think both men have the ability to knock each other out one way or the other.
Yeah, it all adds up to a finish for this fight. And again, I hope we don't give it the commentator's curse, but it's like you just said, the last thing to leave a fighter are his strength and his power. The engine will go, the speed will go, the footwork can go, even the timing. But with that factor relevant in his fight and the fact he doesn't want to go and get a bad decision again, he has to really go out there and force his fight, has to go out there and back Canelo up. And that means there are going to be some heavy exchanges and someone will go away.
Do you think looking at Golovkin's last fight where Morata had like so many successes to the body, do you think that's going to be something that Canelo picks up on and he might use that to try and slow Golovkin down?
Definitely, yeah. Eddie Reynoso is a fantastic trainer. They're clever. They study their fighters and who their opponents are. So he will have worked on that, definitely. And I'm looking forward to seeing Canelo in good form, and especially with that spark you mentioned earlier. For whatever reason, they really don't like each other. So this is going to be a good fight, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, gentlemen, I hope that, in Ray's words, Christmas really does come early on this fight. Let's hope we can get a few quid in the bank.
Hey, listen, and also, Christian, I got to tell you, with Canelo, this is an upset Canelo. This is a Canelo that is angry for a variety of ways. One, because he doesn't like Triple G. Two, because he wants to close this chapter in his career. And three, he's still upset about the loss that he had to Bivol back in May. And to him, that doesn't sit well. He's of the mindset that I got to go out and I got to prove myself again. I still believe, he said that this week, I still believe I'm the number one pound for pound fighter in the world. When knowing Canelo the way that I do and just watching his career, if he believes it, he has to go out and prove that. And he has such a strong emphasis on himself to go out there and show the entire world on Saturday night, Sunday out there in the UK for you guys, that he is still the man, and there is a reason why he was known as the pound for pound king. He wants that distinction back. How do you get it back? By destroying Triple G. Will it happen? I don't know. One thing I do know that's pretty much for certain, and you could take it to the bank, is that this will not see the three judges. They're getting paid to watch a fight ringside and enjoy the show.
Well, guys, I'm sure we're all going to be enjoying the show on this. I'm really looking forward to it now, especially after such opinions from you, Ray. Ian Martell, Ray Flores, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be looking forward to this one.
Cheers, mate. See you.
Always, guys. Hey, let's do this again soon. I've missed you guys way too much. Been way too long for me to hook up with my UK brothers.
I'll see you soon, mate, for sure.
We'll be looking forward to some big fights with you, Ray, definitely.
All the best, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Fight Life on the Bet Rivers Network.